Good morning, my Audio Boo friends. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It is Monday, December 17th, 2012. I'm currently in the middle of a very slow, methodical, almost mindful breakfast. I brought my daughter to school about half an hour ago, maybe a little bit more than that. And I was thinking of going for my walk this morning, but it is so slippery that I decided to forgo that. I may decide to do something using the Wii later on this afternoon to get some kind of exercise. I'm just enjoying this morning because I don't have to go anywhere. The weather is absolutely atrocious. It is freezing rain right now. We're expecting several more hours of freezing rain today. And tomorrow they're either calling for rain, freezing rain, or snow. And upwards of 15 to 30 centimeters of snow could fall tomorrow. I'm home for the next 3 days, working from home. Very glad to be home. Very glad I didn't decide to stay overnight in Toronto and try to come in today. It was a harrowing, the last hour of my drive yesterday was very harrowing, as no doubt you heard in my audio boo. And I'm just very, very happy to be home, to be safe, to be warm and dry. And I've got a few things to sort of knock off my to-do list this morning. I forgot to give my daughter her snow pants. So that's going to be on my list of going back to school and putting her snow pants in a bag and giving them to the secretary at the school so that she can give them to Michaela later on today when they go out for recess. I don't know if they're going out for recess. It depends on the supervisors. It depends on the teachers. There's a lot of ifs and buts. Of course, if I look at my car right now, it's a solid block of ice, probably a half a centimeter of ice coating the windshields and the roof and the trunk and the hood of the car. But that's okay. I think if I start it up later and warm it up just a tiny bit, enough to sort of dislodge the ice from the window, I can easily scrape it off. That was strange. I just saw one of our neighbors leaving for work, and she simply backed up over her garbage can and left it there. So her garbage can is sort of strewn in the middle of the street now, kind of crushed. I'm going to have to go and investigate that, I suppose, before it goes out in the middle of the road and possibly could cause somebody some problems. I don't really have much to add. I'm going to, hopefully today, I'm not watching the news. I caught a bit of the news yesterday, and they were showing the memorial to those children from Friday's tragedy, and I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, not about the tragedy, by all means, but mixed feelings about how I felt yesterday. Last night when I turned on the TV, because I didn't want to watch it. I just couldn't. Even when I think about it, I get this thing at the back of my throat and this thing in the pit of my stomach. And I just listened to Fireman Rich and his comments a little bit. And I suppose, like a lot of people across the country and maybe even across the world, around the world, you know, it goes from the question of why to the question of how can we stop this? How, you know, what's the solution? And I think that's what I'm grappling with and have been grappling with for a very long time. And I think the hardest thing is to probably come to the conclusion that there may not be a solution. And that, I think, it's not a cop-out. I'm not quitting. It's just, I just don't see it. There's just too many variables. And there's just, you know, most of my friends, and I think I may have spoken about this in the past, I have my opinions as to, you know, what may be causing some of this, what may be contributing to it. Not necessarily causing it, but contributing. I don't think there is no, you know, magic bullet that's causing this, that is the ultimate trigger for it. But there's a wide variety of variables leading up to where we are at this point. Of course, there's also the fact that today's media and news, if something happens somewhere, even the most mundane thing, it makes the news and goes around the world in an iota, especially with social media now and Twitter, and it's prevalent. I mean, there's always something going on. We're 9 billion people on the planet, and when you have 9 billion of anything, statistically, there's a very, very high chance that things are going to happen, regardless of what they are. Good things, hopefully, and unfortunately, very, very bad things, like what we witnessed on Friday. So as much as we want to find a solution, it's almost, you know, it's not so much finding a solution, it's how to deal with the reality of it. And that's why it hurts, personally. On a personal level, that's why I find this so hard to accept, that there may not be a way to stop this. These things will continue to happen. Whether they happen more often or not, I think that's just a question of how often they're talked about in the news. And I've said this before, I'm not by any means best friends with the media. I find their tactics are sometimes rather crude. They're opportunistic. They go for the sensational. And let's face it, it's all to sell cars and toilet paper. In the end, that's what it's for. If they're trying to grab your attention and keep you glued on that television screen, it's because every 10 minutes, they're going to blast you with a whole bunch of advertising that pays for the anchor person to be sitting behind that desk, that news desk, and tell you about all these tragedies and have you riveted and glued to the screen. And that hurts even more, because then it human lives are boiled down and relegated to just numbers and just ratings. And anyway, that's how I feel about it. I've felt about it for many, many years. I do still watch the news. I'm a bit of a news junkie, but I'll watch a little bit of it to get the news, and then I turn it off, because it's just saturation point at that. After that, anything more after that is just sensationalism and driving up the ratings. Obviously, because I turn it off doesn't mean it's going to go away. Obviously, it's not. But on a personal level, you know, I turn it off. Okay, I'm not going to give them any more of my time. I've got the news that I need, whether it be good, which was nice, or bad, which is often the case, because, you know, dirty laundry, as the song goes. I can't think of the artist right now. But anyhow, so that's it for my morning thoughts, I suppose. Thank you for listening.